Happy New Year, everybody.
See, you can still say it, Radar.
I guess you can still say it. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And speaking of Happy New Year, did you actually keep a New Year's resolution? And what was your secret? Did you make a resolution in 2024? And now that it's 2025, did you actually keep that resolution?
Because you always hear about the people that don't make it through the resolutions, which is definitely the norm.
Same. I tried to do a journal because, Elizabeth, I know I mentioned this earlier on the show. You were always talking about, I wrote this in my journal. This is in my journal.
For 5 years, I journaled, and then I stopped doing it because the journal ran out and I didn't buy a new one.
So I thought, I should try doing that. So I don't, like, write. I have a journal app on my phone.
Oh.
So January 1st, 2024, starting to journal. Hope
that is
hope
the first
I can
line
continue.
It's almost like when I was a little kid and I had a diary, the one with the little keys. I used to write to my diary like it was a person. I would say, dear diary, did you miss me? It's been 3 days. Missed you. Like, what? Who does that?
So then I did journal in September. September 27th, actually. Just got the job to be the head coach at Wauwatosa East High School softball. Guess what? Nothing else in this journal app but those two things.
You've been busy trying to build a program at Tosa East.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
But I was supposed to journal every day, as my wife would say, and I'm like, I didn't.
Well,
that was my resolution. I'm going to journal. I did it twice. Two out of the 366 days, because there was a leap year last year. Two out of the 366, I journaled. How do you keep this?
Yeah, who kept a resolution?
Resolution.
Are you one of those people? 414-432-1099. You can call in. You can send us a text message to the Siding Unlimited text line. I happen to realize this was actually at New Year's when we were talking about this. What I did wasn't meant to be a New Year's resolution, but it kind of turned into that, and I actually kept it.
How is this?
And I didn't start it until I started it on January 3rd of last year. So it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year. I finally decided to wash my face every night before bed. Yes, I know I was one of those women. I wasn't washing my face before bed. I would get too tired and I'd go to bed with makeup on my face. Well, my oldest sister Rachel, who now looks like the youngest sister of us four, she has had a skincare routine that is so in-depth since she was in her 20s, and it shows. Her skin is flawless. She looks beautiful. I mean, all my sisters are beautiful, and Rachel's sunscreen she's been wearing since she was in college, and it really shows. She takes care of herself, and whenever we're together, she's always bringing up, hey, are you washing your face? I got this nice serum, and she tells me all about it. So finally, I was just sick of the fact that I'm looking in the mirror feeling like, oh gosh, the wrinkles, it's starting to happen more and more. And then I realized, well, what part of this can I control? So I started washing my face every single night, and I've stuck to it, and I'm really proud of myself. But my secret for you is something I learned in the book Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Okay.
Book starts a little slow, but it picks up, and it's a good read. It really is. It's about how to start good habits. And the way you have to do it, you have to make sure that you make it as easy as possible for yourself so you have no excuse. My way of doing that is that the little wrist sweatbands that I put on when I wash my face, so when the water runs down, it doesn't run off my elbow onto the countertop. I put sweatbands on my wrist. I put those out right next to my toothbrush because I see them there.
Okay.
And when I see them there, I remember, I need to wash my face.
And that's what helped you.
And the payoff's been great because my skin feels better. It looks better. My makeup sits better. So the payoff has been worth it. But there is times I'm tired and I'm cussing out my sister who doesn't even live in my house. But I'm like, Rachel, you're making me do this.
How do I do this?
In Atomic Habits, he talks about that. He said, if your goal is to read more, put your book on your pillow at night. Or if you want to make sure you stretch, make sure your yoga mat is sitting right in front of your bedroom door so you see it there. You have to make those little steps. Because think of water. Water takes the least path of resistance. We are people that do the same thing. So you have to do something to make it
creatures of habit
easy. I mean, they talk about, you know, make sure that your goals are achievable and they're not too big that it gets overwhelming and you get frustrated and discouraged.
So it sounds like Elizabeth is the only one
Apparently.
In the mixed family that has kept a New Year's resolution, whether it was last year or in the past.
And it wasn't easy. Have you done it? Because there's definitely nights that I just use the makeup wipes, and I feel like maybe that's cheating, but hey, it's something.
Has anybody done this?
You know what he even talked about, too, in that book, by the way? Can I give you this other tip that he mentioned?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
If your goal right now is to try to get back to the gym and get back to working out, and it's hard, especially where we live this time of the year.
Tell me about
it. It's hard to get out and do a whole lot of anything. He was talking in his book that if your goal is, let's say you want to get to the gym 3 days a week.
Yeah.
3 days a week. Let's say there's a day you're tired, you're not feeling it. He literally said in the book, physically go to the gym, give them your card or check in, walk into the locker room, take a drink of water, walk out. And he said that.
But you went to the gym.
That's what he said. He said, at least you can say you did part of the goal as you don't feel so defeated. I mean, look, if you're there, you might as well try to work out and do something. Maybe time doesn't allow you to.
Yeah.
But at least you go there because it's that muscle memory. You keep doing that same habit over and over.
All right.
The book, people are texting in here. The book is, here's a text asking. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Clear. Got it on my little planner here. So has anybody else actually...
Have you kept a New Year's resolution in the past? What was your secret?
Yeah. How did you do it? Come on. Is Elizabeth the only one? She can say, I'm the only one. Na-na-na-na.
And it wasn't even meant to be started as a New Year's resolution. It just happened to be January 3rd.
414-432-1099. You can call that number or text the Siding Unlimited number too. 414-432-1099. Did you actually keep a New Year's resolution? And what was your secret? Or is Elizabeth the only, apparently you're the only one. You're going to wear the crown this year. You're the only one who's kept a New Year's resolution.
It was hard, but I'm reaping the benefits of it. I feel like I've taken age off my face.
My New Year's resolution is to try and read this book.
I know, right? One more thing to do, everybody. Hey, you can listen to it on audio too if you want.
Works out for me.